Race leader as they head through to complete lap number one of heat number two in the Clubman Light. And interestingly enough, the gap was Croke and Delamont 0.013 of a second, as they were almost side by side when they came across the line. Delamont second, D'Anthony third, Gattenby fourth, Menegazzo, who had a DNF in heat number one, will sit in fifth position with Kelly Simpson ahead of Samantha Simpson. Then it's Cliff Young, Paul Skibiris, and Ian Crawford. Warren White, Ryan Galvin, and who else? That's Brent Logan in the 15, all off the circuit in turn number one. So, trouble for those three carts. Warren White, of course, winner of heat number one, is not going to take any part in heat number two now that he's off the circuit. So, Mitchell Croke falling back on that last lap to third place. Oh, off the circuit that time. The 28 of Anthony Jr. Now, Croke and Anthony Jr. coming together there. It'll be interesting to see what the officials determine was the correct rejoining procedure then, as Delamont is skipping away at the front of the field. Anthony, Croke, Gattenby, Mezzagazzo are all having a good battle back there as the leader clicks across the line to complete lap number four. It's Delamont, Anthony, Gattenby, Croke, Menegazzo, Kelly Simpson, Sam Simpson, Cliff Young, Skibiris, Crawford. The 10 carts still out there circulating on the track. So as the leader, Jackson Delamont, the Grenfell Mad Harry Steel driver, heads across the start-finish line. He leads quite comfortably now from the 28 of Tony Anthony Jr. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, it is still Delamont, your race leader, from Anthony Jr. Then it's back to Gattenby, who now is ahead of Croke. So Croke has lost another spot in that last little exchange. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, still Delamont leading the way. Delamont, Anthony, Gattenby, Croke. Then it's Menegazzo, further back then to Kelly Simpson. Then it's back to Sam Simpson, further back then to Clifton Young. And then finally back to Crawford and Skibiris. So, race leader is still Jackson Delamont, but Delamont has lost some of his ground, and now we'll be hearing the 28 of Tony Anthony ranging up on his back bumper as his gap is down to 0.3 of a second. Fastest man on the circuit is Tony Anthony Jr. with a 33.315. That is a very healthy time, and he's 0.2 of a second quicker than Jackson Delamont, your race leader. So as Delamont continues to withstand the pressure at the moment, it'll be interesting to see how J. Anthony Jr., with two laps left to go, can construct this finish. As it is Delamont continuing to lead. Delamont ahead of Anthony Jr. as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. A four-way battle for the lead as they come to the last lap. Delamont, Anthony, then it's back to Gattenby with Croak right on his back bumper as well. The racing looking good here for this final lap. They work their way through the dip and up onto the back tyre, back straight, and still Delamont holding off Anthony now as they work their way down the pit straight. Delamont just checks the line, protects that inside line as he takes the victory. Delamont with the win. Anthony comes home in second. Third place goes to Gattenby. Fourth place to Croak. Fifth place to Menengazzo. Sixth place to Kelly Simpson. Seventh to Sam Simpson. Eighth to Young. And then it is Crawford and Skibiris who round out the final runners on the track. Great start to heat number two. The cadets are up next. This is the 2012 ACT titles brought to you by Stable Karting.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As we get set for the cadets to head out onto the circuit now, it'll be Thomas Sargent, winner of heat number one from the pole in the 47 Tegra Kart. The 10 of Josh Haynes sits back there in second position. The 16 of Jaden Boulding starts out of position number 3. The 55 of Cameron Ward starts out of position number 4. The 46 of Lily Bowditch starts out of 5. Kobe Elliott in the 15 starts out of 6. The 75 of Rowan Fripp starts out of 7. The 9 of Chloe Cossie starts out of position number 8. Finley Allen in the 28 starts out of position number 9. And Josh Sargent starts out of position number 10. Taylor Harness, I can't see her out there. So, cadets, tend to greet the starter as we're ready for a start now. Good even start that time. Sargent on the inside, Hayes on the outside, and Hayes where gets run wide as a spin further back. I think that was Bowditch involved in that along with Elliott. So Bowditch just getting hung up on the ripple strip. Oh, she was banging the steering wheel. She was quite frustrated there. after a good drive in heat number one. The Wagga driver sits out of heat number two. So around the top of the circuit, race leader will work his way down into the pit straight and then into the pit turn. It's Thomas Sargent who leads the way. Sargent leading out in front quite comfortably already. He had a big win in heat number one and is already out to a second and a half lead in the first lap. Jaden Balding sits in second. Ward is in third, and Ward is putting some pressure now onto the back bumper of that 16 cart. It was Ward in third position to Balding in heat number one. But it looks like Balding is under all sorts of pressure now in this second heat. So as the leader works his way through the S's, out by 2.5 seconds now, and off the circuit, the 15 cart, that's Kobe Elliott. And Elliott can't get himself restarted now, so Elliott off the circuit, the Grenfell driver jumping out of his cart. He will need to move that cart, because it's not in the safest of the positions. Yellow flag should be out now. As no, they've pulled the yellow flags in. So as the leader works his way up over the rise once again, his lead is only 2.7 seconds. He'd been pulling out about a second a lap on the previous three laps, so taking it easy on that lap by comparison. Cameron Ward makes the pass on Jaden Balding now, and I guess gets himself a handy buffer there ahead of Balding. Fripp, Haynes, Cozzie, Finlay Allen, Josh Sargent are the running order. So Sargent clicks off another lap. Ward, Balding, they're mixing it up once again. That gap closed right down. Balding really closed in on him through Revolution Race Gear turn number one. As they work up around the top of the circuit, Ward pulls away again. Sargent, your race leader. Ward in second. Balding in third. Fripp in fourth. Then it's Haynes, Cozzie, Allen, Sargent, rounding out the field. 3.8 seconds the advantage between Thomas Sargent and Cameron Ward as he puts in his best lap of the race, a 38.387. Ward's best lap a 38.6, and Balding's a 38.9. So Balding, who's looking to make a move back up into second, but at the moment not able to do so. The battle on the circuit is for fourth place. Rowan Fripp and Josh Hayes. Hayes in the 10, putting the pressure on the 75 of Fripp. But Fripp is up to the task at the moment. And as they work their way around through the S's, Fripp and Hayes, only a cart length between them, as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight. Hayes looks to the inside of Fripp again. He's not quite close enough to challenge. As Sargent goes across the line with three laps left to run. So Fripp holding on to fourth position as Hayes is within a cart length as they go into turn number one. Hayes just needs to be careful. Oh, Hayes spins himself out. He just closed in onto the back of Fripp that time and eventually jumped on the brakes too hard in the S's, and that has put an end to a good battle there. He'll stay ahead of Chloe Cozzie, but out in front, Thomas Sargent now. His lead will be extended as Ward and Balding are within a cart length as they cross the start-finish line. Ward holding on as Boulding tries to make a move through the right-hander. Ward gets a cart length advantage again. There's 1.5 laps left to run, and Ward gets away from Boulding as they go up the back straight this time. So, for the officials, you have Josh Sargent now right in front of Thomas Sargent. The two Tegra carts look very similar, but it's the 47 that leads the way. Now, what can Boulding do? Trying to close up that gap. Ward in the 55 is second. Through the S's this time, Ward and Boulding, they both get a fairly even run. They head up the back straight. Ward with the advantage, but he lost a bit of ground at the front of the field that time. Sargent well out in front. He should be able to roll it down the hill from here to take his second win of the meeting. Checker flag to Thomas Sargent. Second place as Ward holds on. Ward at the line holds on for second ahead of Boulding in third. They change their positions from heat number one. Then it was Fripp in fourth. Fifth position will go to Josh Haynes. Sixth place to Chloe Cozzi. Seventh will be Finlay Allen. And Josh Sargent, one lap down, finishes the race. So Kobe Elliott just got pushed away there. I don't know if the officials picked that up, but Kobe Elliott got pushed away and classified as a finisher there in the 15 cart. So that'll be something they'll take a few moments to rectify. As next up, Open Performance will head out onto the circuit.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and at Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Qualifying's completed at the V8 Supercars. Mark Winterbottom sits on the pole with his teammate David Reynolds out of position number two. Jason Bright, third fastest qualifier. Will Davison is fourth fastest. Tim Slade is fifth. Then it's Rick Kelly, Craig Lowndes, Jamie Wincup, Garth Tander and Lee Holsworth make up the top 10 after qualifying, which has just been completed. So all the cars, well, not even all the cars back in the pit lane yet. Tony D'Alberto and Todd Kelly are yet to return to pit lane at Phillip Island, but it is Winterbottom on the pole for this afternoon's race 10 of the V8 Supercar Championship. So as we get set for Open Performance, off the pole will be Mark Townsend out of position number 2, Paul Hamilton, Dean Starling out of position number 3, Jose Ruiz out of position number 4, out of position number 5 it's Mitchell Bink, out of position number 6 Gordon Wells. Out of position number 7, Jake Lambie. Out of position number 8, Michael Seller. Out of position number 9, Dale Breed. Out of position number 10, Michael Stewart. And Warren White is not out on the circuit. So obviously White has got a mechanical problem that is keeping him off the circuit. So it'll be an interesting race here now as they get set for a start. Away and racing, and it's Hamilton who gets the jump that time. Stewart up the inside and grabs a bunch of positions there, up into third already. Then it goes back to the 96 of Mitchell Bink. Bink now working his way up on the back of the 51 of Stewart. So the big loser on that start was Starling, I think, in the 4 card, who seems to have dropped back a ways. He's down into 5th position now. As across the line, it's Townsend, Hamilton, then it's Stewart. Next card through, Bink, Starling, Lambie, Breed, Ruiz. Then it's Wells, Salah in the 78, rounds out the field. Townsend leading Hamilton, Stewart, Bink, as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Heat number 1 saw Paul Hamilton take the win from Mark Townsend. Well, Townsend will be wanting to hold onto that spot. Hamilton to the inside of Townsend, he makes the pass. So Hamilton now up in front of Townsend. What can Townsend do to fight back? Hamilton getting more and more experience with the shifter carts as each race goes by. In fact, as each lap goes by, he gets more and more confident in the cart. So Hamilton, your race leader, from Townsend in the 13 cart, sits back there in second position. Then it's Stewart, followed by Bink, Starling, Lambie, Breed. Breed right on the back bumper of Lambie this time. Lambie in the S&P security cart withdrew from the first heat, as did Michael Stewart. So it will be Hamilton pulling away from Townsend now. Stewart will want to get as many points as he possibly can after that DNF in heat number 1. And that's Mitchell Bink who closes up the gap on Stewart now. Bink finished 6th in heat number 1. Ruiz has got past Dale Breed. So Breed in the National Capital Motors Kart 31, just fading back as Ruiz now makes a charge and goes up the inside of Lambie. So Ruiz now up into 6th position and sets his sights on the Dean Starling Kart number 4. So Ruiz not running his traditional 77 today. He's out there in a 27 numbered kart. As Hamilton across the start finish line. Oh no, he is running 77. I wonder where. Thought I saw a 27 on the front of that. My eyes are failing me as I'm getting old. Hamilton is your race leader from Mark Townsend, Michael Stewart, Mitchell Bink, Dean Starling, then it's Ruiz, Lambie, Britt, and Salah. As the leaders head through the pit turn, Townsend closing up the gap. As Townsend looked to the inside of Hamilton that time, but off the pass. Townsend, in the 13 cart, had a 0.1 of a second gap last time. He dropped that gap half a second, as Hamilton obviously had some troubles. Last lap was a 31.1, his best a 30.6, and that's how he lost all that ground. So Townsend, with 4 laps to work out how he can make that pass again. The gap 0.2 of a second, but really, as they head through the S's now, when it's less than a cart length, time means nothing. It's pressure that is the difference. Breed past Lambie now up into 7th position, as Ruiz is closing in on Starling in the four cart, and that could be a battle for fifth place before too long. So Hamilton and Townsend nose to tail across the start finish line. Hamilton in the 14 as they come across into the dip and onto the back straight. It's Hamilton and Townsend. 1.61 of a second was the gap. Hamilton really looks like he's under from Townsend as they work their way across the start finish line. Two laps remaining. The 14 of Paul Hamilton leads. Hamilton with the fastest lap of the race, a 30.643. Townsend's best, a 30.88. Such is the closeness of the two at the front of the field. Now as Hamilton heads down towards the pit turn for the penultimate time, it's Hamilton and Townsend, nose to tail. Hamilton opened the door there, trying to get his nose in, going into Revolution Race gear, turn number one. And Ruiz gets past Starling, going into the first turn on the final lap. So Ruiz now, in the 77, is up into fifth position. A great barnstorming drive by Jose Ruiz. Oh, did he give that spot back? I think he did. He went wide, going into the top turns. And as the checkered flag flies, Hamilton gets his second win from Townsend. Stewart comes home in third after F. Starling is fifth. Mitchell Bink, who's fifth. Sixth place, Ruiz. He'll be frustrated that he gave up that spot on the last lap. Then it goes back to Dale Breed in sixth place. The 42 is eighth. And then ninth place is Jake Lambie, and 10th place is Michael Seller. Junior Max up next here in the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. It is the ACT titles brought to you by the Stable Kart.
Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and games with the latest poker machine, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries and any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Apex Plumbers for the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
BioZoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Supply on 0418 964 378. Used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, brick wood, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 04-964-378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Racing underway here in Junior Mac as the leaders head down the pit straight for the first time. Alex Nicholson in the five card, getting the jump off the start, leads the way from Lachlan Gibson. Then it's Isaac Vaccarella in the seven, Kinlan in the 27, Corey Donnelly one, Chris Cooper in the 4 and Kieran Farley 29 rounds out the field. So for Donnelly, who had a transponder problem after a solid performance but was unfortunately not scored at any time during the race, he has now got that and currently sits in 5th position. Nicholson leads the way as they work their way through the S's from Gibson Aller. They work their way around the top of the circuit, and it's still Nicholson, Gibbons, Vaccarella, Duncan Lund, just starting to fade off the back of that three-cart train at the front. Donnelly, and then you go back to Farley, who rounds out the race order. So, as the race leaders head back at the top of a remarkable run for Nicholson today as he heads across the line from Gibbons as Vaccarella makes his move up the inside, but Gibson holds him off. So there is still Alex Nicholson, Gibbons, and Vaccarella in third. Then it's Duncan Lund, Donnelly, Cooper and Farley. As they work their way down into the pit turn, Gibson and Vaccarella are still fighting it out. They work their way as across the start-finish line. Nicholson continues to lead. Nicholson out in front. Nicholson with just 0.2 of a second from Gibbons. Now they're pulling away noticeably. He's got Donnelly, Clem, Cooper and Farley are the next carts through as the race leaders work their way back towards the pit turn. And it is Nicholson continuing to the up front. Gibbons has got Vaccarella looking for that move. Vaccarella very laid back in the seat. Looks through the dip and up onto the back straight now. Vaccarella move at the inside. Can't quite make it as they work their way around the top of the circuit. It is still Nicholson holding on at the front of the field. Nicholson across the start finish line with 3 laps left to run. Through into second position, Gibbons and Vaccarella in the 7 cart, just trying to hold off the charge. Donnelly and Duncan Lund swap positions on that last lap. Cooper and Farley is the next one back. So as they work their way through, 2 laps left to run. No real change at the front of the field. Great drive by him up into 4th position. Dunk shuffled back to 5th now. Junior Max, heat number 2. Lap and a half remaining. And will Vaccarella have anything to be able to make a move on Gibbons and the race? Nicholson, last lap board is out. Looks like we'll have a battle between Cooper and into the run as well. Nicholson leading from Gibbs, Vaccarella, no make a lunge. Donnelly is ahead of Brody Duncan Lund. Cooper, off the spin, is the 29. So that battle between Cooper and Farley seems to be resolved now in Cooper's favour. Winner heads to the checkered flag. Alex Nicholson takes the victory. Second place is Gibbons. Third place is Vaccarella. Fourth place will go to Donnelly. And fifth place to Brodie Duncan Lund. Sixth place to Cooper. And seventh place to Farley. So two race winners from two different race winners from the first two heats in this Junior Max ACT titles meeting, brought to you by Stable Karting. Up next, it's Senior National Pro.
New kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yes Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As we get set for Senior National Pro, heading out onto the circuit with Lachlan Schneider, Gary Cozzi will be on the pole. Lachlan Schneider out of position number two. Joseph Ty out of three. Out of four will be Sarah Cozzi. Out of five, Edward Cranswick. As they're just taking their time here in Senior National Pro to get themselves into position. So should be right for a start next time by. In good formation now. Ready to go racing. Senior National Pro, heat number two. As it'll be Cozzi off the front row. Away. And it is on the outside Schneider who gets the jump from Cozzi. Well, Cozzi just goes around the outside and makes the move anyway. So Cozzi is your race leader. Great jump there from Gary Cozzi, who leads Lachlan Schneider. Schneider, of course, a frustrating DNF in heat number one. I'll have to watch now and see what they can do to close up that gap. The 82 cart of Joseph Ty trying to make a move on the back of the 14 of Schneider. He makes the move. Good move coming out of the S's. And really, Schneider opened the door and just said, drive on through, Joseph Ty. And Ty moves up into second position. So great drive off the start for heat number one, heat number two of this ACT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting. Across the start finish line, who, as I mentioned in heat number one, was qualified fastest running the heavy, weights, now running in a club in National Pro, and he's just pulling away at the front, doing it easy as he leads the way. A very strong performance at the front of the field by Gary Cozzi, whose lead is out to 1.12 seconds. Battle for second, still Ty and Schneider very close. Cranswick ahead of Sarah in position. So as they work their way, start finish line, it's Cozzi, Ty, Schneider, Cranswick, and Sarah Cozzi. No change in position, although closing in on Edward Cranswick. Of course, Cranswick and Cozzi had a good battle throughout heat number one, swapping the number of occasions. They work their way across the start finish line. Once again at the front of the field. Ty second, there in third. Not much that Snyder can do at the moment. He runs very wide going into the S's, which is costing him a bunch of coming off. But Snyder just starting to fall back from Joseph Ty in second place. Cranswick and Cozzi continue their battle on, but Cozzi is around. On that last lap, she lost 0.9 seconds to fourth position. So as we're at half race distance now, race leader is Gary Cozzi. Next, Joseph Ty still holding his advantage there, but Cozzi, last lap, 37.9, Ty 38.0, Snyder 38.1, 39 even, and Cozzi 39.1. So the battle there, not really an even one with Cozzi so far in front. Now Schneider closes up the gap to 0.1 second. He's right on the back bumper now, and this time much better getting into the S's. So does he have the momentum now to try and make a move on Joseph Ty as they head up the back straight? Ty on the outside, on the inside, not close enough to be able to make that pass. So Joseph Ty in the 82 running in, but has the 14 on his bumper. And interestingly, Schneider now the only other cart into the 37s, a 37.926. That's why Schneider onto the back of Ty, but again through the S's, just ruins his run by getting into all sorts of trouble. Hander and has to work back to get back onto the back bumper of that 82 cart. So three laps remaining as the leader heads across the finish line. Snyder manages to up into the pit turn, and Ty well didn't respond to that, and is Lachlan Snyder up into second position. Ty back there in third. Ty's car appreciably on the circuit now, and so looks like he's going to hang on to that second place. Will Joseph Ty be able to hold on to that car? The cart is limping its way around the circuit now. So Snyder across the line, a 38.2. That last lap, Joseph Ty looking to try and pick up his pace and get back into striking distance, but there is only a lap and a half left, so you'd have to think that Snyder has now got himself into that second position solidly. Looking at the runners, it's Gary Cozzi to the last lap board. He drives this track extremely well. Second, so unless he disaster race, you'd think he'd be able to now. But Joseph Tai, who's, whatever reason, that cart slowed for two laps, he's back on the pace now, and in fact was faster than that previous lap, but he has got a half a second to try and make up here with less than a lap remaining. So Gary Cozzi heads down the turn for the final time and to the checkered flag. Cozzi takes the win. Second, Snyder. Third, Tai. Fourth will be Cranswick and Sarah Cozzi. In fact, Sarah Circuit. So fourth was Edward Cranswick. In fact, no, it's not. That's Sarah Cozzi who comes home in fourth. It was Cranswick off the circuit. So I didn't see where Cranswick came off. It is up the top, up the top of the circuit there. So winner Cozzi, Lachlan Snyder second, third place Joseph Tai, and fourth place Sarah Cozzi here in senior national. Junior national heavy is next.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roos.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsor of the Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for kids. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are ready. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supply you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, and a hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian-Australian Club is located 3rd Street in Mawson.
As said here for the Junior National Heavy, it's we thought the cadets were a bit wild in action, but we've already seen a couple of bangs and bars here in the formation of the Junior National Heavies. So, as we look at the grid here as we come down towards the start, Brody Tilbrook off the pole, Brody Duncan Lund out of position, Tori Amos out of three, Jacob four, Uta Scorgi, Donnelly, Allen, McCoy, Ollie Harris, Armstrong, Townsend and Wilson is the starting order as spinning around backwards and able to get back onto the track is Brock Harris with the 29. Oh, the 6 now off the circuit of McCauley. Allen will rejoin, but the nose cone's gone off the Allen cart, so he will be disqualified out of the race as you cannot race these days without a nose cone on your cart. So Tilbrook the leader with that distinctive yellow helmet leading the run. Tori Amos. Now Amos now working her way through the S's. Amos was quite frustrated in heat number one after getting a good start running in second for a while. She faded all the way back to sixth position. This time she's looking like she is on a mission, trying as soon as possible from Tilbrook. Now Scorgi, who is working her way up through the field, currently sits in fifth position. She managed to finish second in heat number one with a good charge, just picking off drivers one at a time. Will she be able to do that again? The line, Tilbrook, Amos, Fripp, Duncan Lund, Scorgi, Donnelly, McCoy, Otten, Jeffrey, the first 10 to be through. Then it's Townsend, Harris and Armstrong round the 14 runners left on the track. So Brody Tilbrook, the way we should. If you want to check out the photos from this weekend's racing, of course, it's Cooper's Photography down there next to the canteen with all the photographic action from this weekend's racing. So, Tilbrook, nothing between them. Here comes Amos again to the inside as Scorchy tries to make the move on Brody Duncanlan. Amos takes the lead and a touch. And Stamos is a spun. So, that frustrating for Tori Amos after she had just taken the lead. She gets a tap from behind. One cart heading... another cart pulls off the circuit, so I'm not sure who that was. We'll have to pick them up next time by... But it's Tilbrook, Fripp, Donnelly, Duncanlan, McCoy, Cooper, Jeffrey, Amos, Otten, Wilson. It's Townsend, Harris. Jamie Lee Scorgi has not come up like it was Scorgi out of the race. So Scorgi, who was up to third position, has pulled off the circuit. So Brody Tilbrook now, your race leader. Oh, Tilbrook off at the end of the straight. So that's your race leader who is out of the cart and will pull the cart from the circuit. Yellow flag out there. The 71's just made a pass, Joel Townsend. He's given the spot back immediately to Wilson, but I'm sure the officials won't be happy that pass is being made under a yellow flag. And you couldn't get any further under the yellow flag than have it hit you and made the pass. So Brody Tilbrook off the circuit is now, and Jacob Fripp is your race leader. Corey Donnelly, Brody Duncanlan, Jack McCoy. So that's first and second from heat number one off the circuit here in heat number two. Donnelly in the 61 finished 5th in heat number 1. Fripp finished in 4th position. So they're getting a good jump on the rest of the competition. Remembering that this is the largest class of the weekend. 15 entrants. A DNF gets you 16 points. A win gives you 0. That with the lowest points takes the victory, or takes the pole position in the pre-final. So, Fripp, Conley, Duncanlan, McCoy, Cooper, Amos is back to 6, John, Wilson, and Harris. Then it's Armstrong. 12 carts remain on the circuit here. Leader is heading to the start-finish line. The 75 of Jacob Fripp. Donnelly has got a good breathing. Get battle for third now with McCoy and Cooper all nose to tail. Now, Duncanlan has got about a cart length advantage over Cooper. In fact, McCoy ahead of Cooper. And closing in is Tori Amos. So with 2 laps left to run, Amos has got a chance of picking up 3 more spots. The last lap board out now. So, it'll be an interesting final lap. Fripp is well out in front in control of this one. Will anyone try to make a move? And how many spots can Amos, who's obviously got the speed, make up here in this final lap? Fripp leads from Donnelly. Duncanlan now has got McCoy looking to make a move. McCoy up. Looking to go the inside. Amos not close enough to make a move going into the top turns. Will she try something down the pit straight? It's Fripp coming home to receive the checkered flag. And Jacob Fripp takes a hard-fought win. 94 Cooper across the line. Gets there ahead of Jack McCall fourth. It was Donnelly in second. Third was Duncanlan. Cooper in fourth, ahead of McCoy. Amos in sixth. Then it's Jeffrey in seventh. Otten in eighth. Ninth is Wilson. Harris is 10th. Townsend is 11th. And is 12th. Some great racing there by the Junior National Heavies. in heat number 3.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of Canberra Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 75. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
BioZoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Suncase of Glow on 0418 964 378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers, leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you have a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. Surface cleaners, metal part cleaners and even an air cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 418-964-7. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Car.
Do you need a new cart or special equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Engineering can look after all your parts, including kart preparation and engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241-06. Karting Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rookies underway here. Josh Carr just misses the jump off the start and Alex Morse will lead them into turn number one. As they play through the S's, Shibateri's up to third position now with Vaccarella into fourth. Johnson is ahead of Ewerts, ahead of Johnson as they work up the back straight for the first time. So around the top of the circuit now, it is Carr leading from Morse, Shibateri, Vaccarella, then it's Ewert and Johnson. Lap number one in the book says now. Up the inside, it's Carr who makes the pass, but straight away on the crisscross move, it is Alex Morse. So Morse leading Carr, Shibateri following Vaccarella, Ewert, Johnson. Still the running order as Vaccarella makes a move on the inside of Shibateri and the pass is completed as once again Carr trying to make a move on Morse, but Morse just experience on this circuit knowing how to cover his moves each and every time. Morse leads. Oh, Carr thought about sticking the nose up the inside there going into the S's but pulled out of the move in the last second. Vaccarella now looking to close up the gap between first and second and himself in third. As Carr goes to the inside, Morse looks to the carburetor. Just tried to give it a bit of a tune. Can he do the crossover move coming off the top turn? Yes, he can. And he retains the lead. In the 98 card, Alex Morse, the above all rules, the racing entry, is leading for the moment. But Josh Carr, the Newcastle Karting Club driver, gets through, but the kart tight enough, and Morse on the cross will regain the lead. Great racing here in the rookies. Heat number two. Morse leads the way from Carr, Vaccarella, Shibutera, Ewert, and Johnson. Now Johnson makes the move of Ewert, the crossover move. Works again for Alex Moore. So Carr, he can make the lunge, but he just can't close the door successfully. And all this battling between first and second is bringing up Ziggy Vaccarella into the battle as well. Morse, see him reaching for the carburetor mixing screws. He's adjusting the carburetor to try and get better performance. And Carter's there, three wide up the back straight. And again, Carr dives up the inside, runs wide, and Morse will make it. Now, Morse will have to be very careful because Vaccarella being in the battle means that that crossover move isn't always available if the second cart sticks his nose in there. Again, up the inside, they make the... And Morse continues to lead. So the problem for Carr is, even if he makes the move down there into turn number one, he still has to defend it going up the back straight. Now, he looks like he's got the speed again. This time he makes the move and he's into the lead. And new race leader is Josh Carr. Will he be able to pull away with the four laps remaining here in heat number two of the rookies? It's Carr, Morse, Vaccarella. Then it's back to Chibuteri, and then back to Johnson. The running order starting to settle down now here in heat number two of the rookies. Carr, winner of heat number one, in second in that battle. Third was Chibuteri, and fourth was Vaccarella that time. But Vaccarella has got himself into a position where he could challenge for second place, because Carr is starting to check out now. Here's Vaccarella up the inside of Morse. Can't make the pass, and will have to pull back into line. As he were regaining himself after a spin in the 37K tail end of the... Sportsman next here, as this battle for second continues. Morse and continue on down the pit straight. Carr pulls out Morse. Oh, Carr runs off the... So after Carr had a second and a half lead, there was 7 hundredths of a second time by, as Carr has it all to do, and laps certainly of a premium. Carr looks to the inside of Morse. Morse make it hard for him. No, it's on the crossover. Oh, they touch that time. And what can... Now coming off the top two. Carr make the pass and then close the cut on Morse. Last lap. Alec Morse in the 98 looking to try and gain that position. But Josh Carr has opened up in the second in a half a lap. Can Vaccarella heading up the back straight? Morse again working carburetor. Vaccarella around the circuit. Just can't quite get himself close. Take a lunge on Morse. Carr leads the way. Josh Carr has almost thrown it away, but will take the victory in second. Vaccarella home in third. Chibuteri to the track again, is that? Chibuteri fourth. Fifth place is... Johnson fourth. I missed that pass. Chibuteri is fifth place. Is Thomas Ewart. Great driver by the rookies, the sportsman.
Firewood suppliers have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Iron bark, red or yellow box, the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scottro 4694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 30 years. And the Canberra Kart Racing. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your law trusses or requirements, count the people who know. Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 60136. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing.
Do you need a new car, karting equipment? Then contact Stable Engineering, your local supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and engine rebuild or spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 620446. Karting and Engineering, the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Underway here in Sportsman Light as they come across to complete lap number one. It's Michael who has the advantage over Chris Anthony. Jackson back there. Off the circuit. So the Mad Harry's, Tony Kart, off the circuit after getting a very strong position in third. Unfortunately, a fourth place in heat number one. So Stewart, right behind him now. Yellow flags are out. So Anthony will have to set himself up for a run up the back straight. He heads up there now. That's the tail. Stewart and Anthony. The 51 and the 94. And it looks like Stewart having to protect that inside line turn this time. Stewart holds on for the moment. Of course, running an energy cart. First time here at Canberra, he's racing in the energy cart. Which... a new sponsorship for the Boco Engineering driver. As they are coming off the top turn. Oh, almost a touch there between Stewart and... as they head down into the pit turn. Anthony knows... not much between them. As then it's back to... who's having a good solid drive. Matthew Cooley holding off after making that pass. Dale Breed, then it's Gattenby and Wallace. Behind Wallace, Cross with Monsecond. So Stewart through Anthony, not letting him get away at all as they work their way through the S's once again. Anthony loses a bit of. Here comes Adam McCoy up the inside of N. Stewart having a great battle. As it looks like McCoy and Cooley side by side off the... Cooley finished now. He's back up to four. Cooley continues to lead. As they work their way through the... and two. A back straight. Stewart is your... no, I think that Chris is behind. He just can't contact the pass. In the Anglo Motorsports, number 95, Monaco Kart. Michael Stewart leading the way. Then it's back. Behind him is Cooley. Breed, Gat, Tchaikovsky ahead of Wallace now. In fact, Wallace off the circuit. Whether he pulled into the pits or whether he's cut the track. But with four laps, Michael Stewart beat away from Chris Anthony as they work their way around the top of the circuit. It's Stewart and Anthony. No, three laps from. They head across the start. Nothing between them. Through the race gear. Turn number one. Through the right. Over the rise again. It's Anthony. Then back to Nibley. Getting away from McCoy now. Then it's Breed. Gattenby. The running order. And so the best battle is off the field. As Stewart heads down into turn number one. It closes right in on him. As they come out of the S's. It's Anthony holds. He closes in up onto the back straight. 1.5 laps remaining. As Stewart just Anthony making the move again. Trying to come off. Into the pit turn. And Stewart will hold his line. Last lap board. Now, did Anthony go one lap too early trying to make the move? As they head up over the rise once again, it is Stewart at the front of the field. Chris Anthony back there in second, pushing hard as they work around the circuit. Stewart makes sure that the door is closed. Now, Anthony thought of a run into the pit turn, but Stewart is going to hold on and takes the victory. Anthony home in second. Third, a good drive by Matthew Nipperis. Then it's back to Matthew Cooley in fourth. Fifth place is Adam McCoy. Sixth place is Dale. Then it's back seventh place to Mitchell Gattenby. Eighth place to Shukoski. And then to Lee Wallace, Jackson Delamont. Next, restricted sportsman here. In the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, it's titles brought to you by Stable Karting.
Roost Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land, or knocking down and rebuilding on your lawn with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the www.constructions.com.au. Roost Constructions, proud sponsor of Canberra Kart Racing Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsor of Canberra Kart Racing Club. And Collie Street Fishery Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix, proud sponsor, Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild and spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 04. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra.
Get set. The second heat for restricted sportsmen. It will be Robert Hogan now. Robert Hogan got jumped by Adrian Hogan in heat number one. Scott Nielsen out of position number three in the 12th, third. Damian Murphy in the 71. Paul McCabe in the 8. Billy Segouras in the 50 is Peter Thomas. 14 is Sarah Kelly. The 66 is Eric Reeves. The 38, Laurie Fuchs. The 23P, Jonathan Dawson. And the 40, Benjamin Forbes. So they're in good now. Getting set for a start. Robert Hogan, Adrian Hogan's your front row. Robert in the 6. As they're away in racing, it's Adrian Hogan who gets tapped from behind by Nielsen. That sets off a huge domino effect with 5 carts involved in the incident. So Adrian Hogan will now be chasing down the 12 of Scott Nielsen. Nielsen leading the way from Adrian Hogan in the 7 cart. Then it's back to the 71. Mitch Murphy. Paul McCabe in the 8. Peter Thomas in the 5th position. Eric Reeves in 6. Jonathan Dawson in the 23P. Fuchs, Robert Hogan, Segouras, Forbes and Kelly round out the rest of the running order. So as the leaders head back down the pit straight, Adrian Hogan looking, just trying to work out where his strengths are on Nielsen at the moment. They come across the line, and it is a 34.042 for Nielsen, a 33.997 for Hogan. Watch the 6. He starts to build his way back through the field. The first card he'll be trying to put down is the 38 of Fuchs. He moves up the inside of him. Completes the pass. So it's now Hogan up into 8th position. His charge through the field will be something to watch as he gets to Eric Reeves now. So he's also got past Jonathan Dawson as well. So Robert Hogan up now into 6th position as he gets past Eric Reeves. Gap between himself and Peter Thomas in the 60 cart. They work their way along the back straight. Scott Nielsen Adrian Hogan, Nielsen pulling from Hogan now as Murphy is trying to close up that gap. McCabe, Thomas, Hogan. Oh, and more off the Segaris. Yeah, Segaris Reeves also involved in that incident. Not quite sure if it was Dawson or Folks. I think it might have been Dawson. But Eric Reeves has managed to extricate himself from that incident as the yellow flags are out at the bottom of the circuit now. So it's Scott Nielsen leading the way from Hogan, Murphy, McCabe, Thomas, Robert Hogan is running almost over a second faster than most of the car from him. We've got a penalty for passing under the yellow here. Race leader is still Nielsen. I'm not sure of which cart was called for passing under the yellow that last time by, but certainly Robert Hogan has got past Peter Thomas. And we'll see what number gets drawn on the board here. It's a big number six. So Robert Hogan is going to have to go and see the officials at the end of this race because he has been accused of passing under the yellow flag. So as the leader, Nielsen, goes past the start-finish line, Hogan didn't see the board that time. As Nielsen has got half a second advantage. Adrian Hogan, I don't know that the six of Robert Hogan saw that board last time by, so he goes back. There's no problems. He just has to see the officials at the end of the race. But normally you would keep the board out until he indicates to the starter that he has seen it. But with four laps left to run, there'll be three next time by. Your race leader is cart number 12, Scott Nielsen. Nielsen across the line. He's coming up onto the back of the 66 of Eric Reeves. Now, Eric Reeves, only his second meeting in this division, has been doing well. Unfortunately, involved in the altercation down there in 2 laps ago, we'll see him go a lap down. One of his goals was not to go a lap down in this meeting, but unfortunately, circumstances fired against him. So Nielsen, a good clear blue flag out as he comes up on Reeves. Now there's no blue flags been put out yet, and that could be cross now. Adrian Hogan almost got a move on Reeves. At the same time, get past the leader. So Hogan will feel a bit dipped here that he got stuck for an extra quarter of a lap behind the back marker. Last lap ball, Scott Nielsen leading the way in cart number 12. Hogan is back there in the 7. Then it's back to the 6. Hogan. So a remarkable recovery. It'll be interesting to see what the stewards have to say when they make the decision on the pass under the yellow. I think you could make an argument that he was going to get past all those carts anyway with natural speed. But as the checker flag waves, Scott Nielsen takes the victory. Adrian Hogan home in second. Robert Hogan home in third. That was a barnstorming run back through the field by Robert Hogan. Fourth place is Damien Murphy. Fifth place is Paul McKay. Sixth, Peter Thomas. Seventh place, Laurie Fuchs. Eighth place will be Benjamin Forbes, the first of the P-platers. Ninth place will be Sarah Kelly. 10th place, Eric Reeves, the final cart on the circuit. Junior National Light is up next. This is the ACT titles.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available, perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Unit 1, 40 Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 99 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your equipment, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Josh Fife starts on the pole. On the outside, Cody Balding as they get the start. Hemphill dives up the inside, trying to make as much as he can. In the end, he only gets the one. Balding leads from Fife. Then it's Morse in the 99 kart. Chancellor, then it's Sayre and Hemphill and Sayre as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Junior National Light on the Sportsman Heavy took the second round of heats. So, race leader is Cody Balding, but Zane Morse makes just forced his way through up the inside. Good driving by Zane Morse there, and he now grabs the lead. From Balding, Fife right on Balding's back bumper, as he will work his way around the top of the circuit. Of course, Balding was fourth place in heat number one after racing extremely well. Just got shuffled back through the plate in the race. So, Zane Morse leading the way. Cody Balding. Oh, Cody, I think gave him a bump and run. And Cody Balding will get back to the front. Well, that might be a square up from heat number one. Now, goes up into first position. As the leaders head across the line, Zane Morse is back in front. Balding now finds himself at the back of the train. Second position there is the Chancellor. Balding and Hemphill are the running order. The sixth here in Junior National Light. Morse in the 99, he won heat number one. They worked their way back around into the pit turn once again. It is Morse Fife. See, having up into third, he was frustrated in heat number one, DNF, and Daniel Sari in the 69 kart sits in third place and is looking to get past Josh Fife to take away. So as they work their way to the pit turn once again, that's the start finish line. Fife looks to the inside of Morse. He makes the pass And we have a new race leader. Horse shuffled back to second. Daniel Sari is looking to make a move. Josh Fife is your race leader. Card number 70. It is Morse looking to set up along the back straight. Sari has got a good run as well. What can they do? Coming down the pit time. It is once again who makes the swap. And Zane Morse leads across the start finish line. So Fife is back there in position, whereas Sari is in third. Then it's Chancellor in fourth, Boulding in fifth, and Pill back there in sixth position. So they work their way up the back straight. It is still Morse, Fife, Sari, Boulding, and Hemphill. Race leader working his way across that start-finish line. Zane Morse on Fife, trying to work the line, get him to make the pass. Woody Boulding is back past Lachlan Chancellor now, as they again at the front of the field. So what can Morse do? Is he going to be able to hold pressure for the final lap? He won heat number one. He leads into the last lap in heat number two. Five. Oh, poor Zane Morse. He slowed dramatically on the front straight. And in fact, I think the steering wheel is loose. Certainly the whole shroud, whole steering column seems loose. And that is why he's pulling off the side of the circuit. So, dramas here in the last part of second heat for Junior National Light. Race leader heading to the line is Josh Fife. Gets the victory. Fife takes the win from Sari. Then it's back to Cody Boulding up into third. And eventually he couldn't hang on anymore, with Zane Morse hanging on to fifth place, spinning out after the finish line. So now he's got a job of limping this one with a broken... I'm not sure if it's days or the mounts that hold the steering on there, or whether it's something else, but it's certainly a dramatic way to finish the race. Lachlan Chancellor was in fourth. Hemphill was sixth.
Biozoom of quality cleaning products. Call Sundays of Blow on 0418-964-378. Biozoom. Used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, decline cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With mop cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Zonte's with Glotto, 0418-964. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 62-0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408-694-464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set now for Sportsman Heavy. This is the final heat of heat number two. Bruce Otter will start from the pole. Michael Saller starts out of position number two. Andre Morse out of three. They've still got a start here. Gillette, Ritchie, Williams, McCabe, Laver, and Ruiz is the grid order. So, off the front row, Otter and Salter. Salter got the win in heat number one. Bruce Otter, a DNF when his right-hand wheel just jumped off the cart. And hopefully he can hang on to that a bit better this time. Formation now, very slowly bringing him to the acceleration line. Away in racing, and a good jump from Sal. Off start as they head down into turn. Bang, crash. Laver out into the dirt, also involved in that incident, just trying to get himself back up to speed. It's the 60 cart of Benjamin Ritchie. So both carts just working themselves back up to speed on the back straight. In fact, Ritchie hasn't come back up to speed. So that's a frustrating start for Ritchie as Salah leads his way into the first term. Jack Turnbull taking part in the races today. How things fit. The pre-final and final tomorrow as Ritchie pulls himself off the 60 card. He was second in heat number one, so this will be a hit in his points tally. As Salah leads Otter, then it's back to Morse. Behind him is the 40 Chris Gillette. Gillette's followed then by the 6 of Williams. Here's the next cart through. With E. Ruiz in the Ruiz Construction Apex Real Estate entry, with Barry Laver rounding the running order. So number 3 about to be completed. And it's Salah who completes that lap in the lead. Still holding off Bruce Otter by 0.27 of a second. Fastest man on the track is the number 8, Michael Salah, with a 32.513. His fastest lap of the race coming on that previous lap. Otter is a 32.587. And Morse is a 32.698, which explains why he's just starting to edge away at the front of the field. Morse, well, in fact, Otter 1/1000th of a second faster than Salah on that last lap. As Otter is on a charge this time, and he is closed up to within a cart length around the circuit. So as they come down the pit straight and into it is the pit turn. Now, and back onto the main straight, through the kink, and head down. Right star finish line into rear, turn number one. Otter, as close as he has been, perhaps the less than 1.5 a cart, the difference between first and second, as Otter works up the back straight. Salah leading the way from Otter. Otter looking for Salah, not giving him any opportunities. Half race distance now completed. As your race leader, Michael Salah heads through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. Otter around the back part of the circuit and up over the top turns. Has got sights, he just hasn't worked on where he can exploit a weakness. And coming off the pit turn that time, lost a bunch of ground. But Otter, fastest man on the circuit. On lap number 5, he 32.414, bettering Michael Salah's best time, which came on lap number 6, a 32.432. So, Otter is certainly lead, but he just needs to be able to convert that speed into a race win. 5 laps to go, 4 laps to go this time by. As the race leader heads through the S's and up over the rise, here comes Otter again. looking to make a move through the dip. That's a pretty tough place to try and pull off a move like that with three laps left to go. Otto working right on the back bumper of Seller. Cart number 8, the MSP Shop Fittings cart, looking for his second win of the day. Cart number 8, Michael Seller. Otter in the 7, hasn't found an opportunity to make the pass as yet, but he's working up the back straight as they head around the top of the circuit with two laps left to run. So Seller and Otter. Tail into gear for the penultimate time. Otto giving Seller a bit of a tap that time. Lost the ground himself then, as Seller goes through the back straight as your race leader. Last ready. And it is Michael Seller pulling away from Bruce Otter now late in the run. So Seller looks like he's got it under control. Otter closes right up onto the back of him through the S's this time. So perhaps it's not all over yet. It's through the dip and up onto the back straight. It's Seller leading Otter. Can Otter pull out a big dive here going into the pit turn? He's closed up the gap. He looks up the inside, but he's not close enough. And Michael Seller will take his win of the day from Bruce. Andre Morse comes home in third position. Chris Gillette is fourth. Fifth place goes to John McCabe. Sixth place to Greg Williams. Seventh to Eddie Ruiz. And eighth place to Barry Laver. That's the completion of the second round in the ACT titles, brought to you by the stable carding.